Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you. Our phone number is 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You say you've been getting some calls about EHD.
Right.
What is it?
Well, EHD is a disease that affects wild and domestic ruminants, so deer, cattle, goats. It does not affect dogs. And so we've been having calls from hunters that are going, especially into the south and west area of the Missouri River down in southwestern North Dakota, where they've seen it in deer populations. Concerned hunters that are taking their dogs out to that area. And I just wanted to reassure everybody, this is not a disease that we're concerned about in dogs or people for that matter.
I would imagine that one thing you might be concerned about is taking your dogs out into tick-infested woods, or is that not an issue in these cooler days?
Actually, ticks, it seems like ticks are more of an issue later and later each year. So I always tell people, if you're taking your hunting dogs out, make sure you have good tick prevention on them. I use Peristar Plus because of the rapid tick kill. And so I especially notice that I don't have to worry as much about ticks in my dogs. Actually, I don't worry about it at all when they have their Peristar Plus on.
So if someone is going hunting, you don't have to worry about the EHD that they may encounter in the field.
That's correct.
But you might want to worry about the ticks.
Make sure you get your tick prevention on.
I would think that most people who use their dogs for such a purpose are pretty well aware.
They are. Most people are very good about that. I've been reading about, and I don't know if any of the listeners have seen this online, but there's what they think is a circovirus outbreak, and it started in Ohio in dogs in that area. It just caused a severe vomiting and diarrhea episodes. And basically, you know, when we hear about these things, the tendency for everybody is to panic and worry about it. But I just want to reassure everybody, you know, if we're all taking care of cleaning up after our pets, a lot of these viruses are spread by fecal contamination. Just clean up after your dog. I still see dogs walking in the park and people don't pick up their poop after them. Please, people, just clean up after your dogs and everybody will be much healthier.
What virus is that again?
It's called a circovirus, and we have not noticed it around here. It's not a concern in this area. You know, again, it's more of a concern down in the Ohio area, but I'm seeing it write-ups about it online, and so I just wanted to just tell people about it.
You know, a story that I'm seeing everywhere is that people are starting to raise their own chickens in their backyard.
Exactly.
Can we do that here? Because I would love to do that.
Oh, you know, yeah. I know for sure it's illegal in West Fargo and illegal, I believe, in Moorhead. But I checked the city ordinances yesterday and it doesn't say that chickens are illegal in Fargo. So I think as long as you get along with your neighbors and have them a certain distance from your neighbor's building, then you should be fine.
So what is the attraction?
What a terrible idea. The roosters make that noise.
Okay, first of all, I would not ever have a rooster in the city limits.
No,
but
see, duh.
We do have a lot
I know that.
Rural listeners that, you know, out on the farm that, you know, do have flocks of chickens. I grew up with flocks of chickens. I love chickens. And actually, they're kind of fun to train, too. You can train them. Yeah, you can train them.
You can put them to sleep.
You know, I have to tell you.
Did you ever do that, Dr. Winning?
No, I have not hypnotized any chickens.
No, I'm not saying euthanize them. I'm saying you can put them to sleep. You can put their you put their little heads down and then pet their beak and they go to sleep.
One image my mother told us and our aunts and uncles about being on the farm, the first image I have is that they would hack their necks off and then they would run around without their heads. Is that true?
Yes, I was talking to a client about that today. I think we all have certain memories about having chickens on the farm growing up, and part of it was for food. But I think, you know, nowadays a lot of people are raising them for the eggs. And you can have one or two hens and just get, you know, very healthy, good quality eggs.
How are they going to make eggs without roosters?
Chickens lay eggs naturally.
Right.
They don't need roosters.
You know, someone said that they stopped eating eggs when they found out that those little eggs and the little yellow yolk was actually like a dead duck, like a little baby.
Yeah, no, they are not fertilized, so there's no chance of you getting babies in there.
Why do they need roosters then?
Well, roosters, just like eating steer or male cattle, you know, they tend to be a little bit more meatier. Oh. So yeah, roosters tend to, and they don't lay eggs.
All right. So what do you do? Do you need a cage? Obviously.
Okay. Yes.
Can you have them in the house?
You can't have them in the house, but you need to have a secure environment for them. Typically, you're going to want to have a coop, which is insulated, and you want to keep your chickens for the laying hens between 40 and about 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And
do they fly?
So I'm operating off a memory here from, so chickens can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorites are for layers. I haven't had much experience with the meat chickens or the broilers, I believe they're called. But I love the leghorns, you know, like foghorn leghorn, the white chickens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they lay white eggs, and Buff Warpingtons are... Buff Warpingtons are brown chickens. They lay brown eggs. Rhode Island Reds lay brown eggs. And there's lots of different varieties you can choose. You can have brown or white or green eggs. So
wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is I'm taking notes. Wait till my husband gets home from Bismarck tonight.